CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe.
I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Bucknutters. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change, joined as always on Thursdays by the lovely and talented Steve Wiltfong out of the capital city of Indianapolis, Indiana. We are going earlier this morning, so it's pitch black here. How about yourself?
Good morning, Daniel. No weather report right now. Dark out there. No smoothie. It's about to get loud in the Wiltfong household with my two young kids, but I like that we are changing our recording time, moving it up 90 minutes.
Does not matter for sleep. I have a puppy and children, so I don't sleep anyway. Big visit weekend coming up for the Buckeyes. The class of 2020 is pretty much in the books. Fittingly, running back is the one hanging chad here, and Ohio State will have in Jahmyr Gibbs. It is about the most well-known name you could have in Ohio State recruiting right now. We have talked about him ad nauseum. Running back from Dalton, Georgia, committed to Georgia Tech, has blown up this season. Now all the big boys want him. Give me your vibe on Jahmyr Gibbs this weekend. We hear either they roll out the red carpet and it goes, or he's done. What's your thought?
Well, I think Ohio State's the biggest challenger to Georgia Tech going into this visit. He's been committed to Georgia Tech since May, and I think right now, if I was to handicap it, I would say that he probably sticks out of Dalton, Georgia. Tashard Choice, Georgia Tech's running backs coach, has done a nice job, as has Jeff Collins. But obviously, with a fantastic senior year, Jahmyr Gibbs got a bunch of opportunities he didn't have when he originally committed to Georgia Tech, Ohio State being one of them. I think he really enjoyed his unofficial to Columbus during the fall. I think that Ohio State is a place that he feels like he really fits in at as a young man. I think he likes the staff. I think he likes the players. Jahmyr had a really good All-America Bowl as well. We got a chance to see him all week against some of the best of the best. And he's an explosive running back that can make people miss and accelerate and find his top end speed quickly. He was an exciting player to watch. I think that distance is a factor. So we'll see if it's the end all be all with the decision. And obviously, he's coming back up, so there's genuine interest in Ohio State. I think the Buckeyes have done a good job here. I think Jahmyr fits in with the guys at Ohio State, and so we'll see what him and his family think coming out.
Yeah, that feels like the key to this weekend. Jahmyr Gibbs' family needs to be shown that this is the spot for him, and all the travel concerns, et cetera, will be assuaged by the fact that his future will be taken care of.
Atlanta's close to everywhere. If you want to get on, a flight from Indianapolis to Atlanta is an hour and 15 minutes. I got to think it's roughly the same for Columbus. I mean, Atlanta's got the best airport in the country. It's also drivable, worst case scenario, you know. I think it's about 8 hours for me. Maybe it's a little less. So you can also get there in a day by car if you had to.
Distance is relative. We all know that. Kind of depends on how the kid was raised, how close he is with his family. So they have a shot. Normally, you'd like to have the last official visit. Georgia Tech's going to get that in about a month. So stick with it, people. Speaking of running backs, one name you're going to hear – actually, two. That's just funny. Two names you're going to hear a lot during recruiting when it comes to the running back position in 2021 are Will Shipley and Christian McCaffrey. You're going to hear Will Shipley because he's a standout player from North Carolina that a lot of big-time programs like. And you're going to hear Christian McCaffrey because Will Shipley will be compared to Christian McCaffrey more than any human being to another ever during the evaluation process. Tell us a little bit about him and who you think is really in the mix for him.
Will Shipley gets compared to Christian McCaffrey as much as any time I read an E.J. Smith article, everyone had to say this is Emmitt Smith's son. It's like, damn, let the man just be himself. I mean, like, can we – it's like Emmitt Smith's son, E.J. Smith. It would annoy the hell out of me. And the Christian McCaffrey comparison to Will Shipley already is an eye roll. Obviously, it's a huge compliment to Will. But it's pretty played out, and that's because Will's been on our radar for so long, had a really good sophomore year as the North Carolina Gatorade Player of the Year as a junior with over 2,000 yards rushing. He's one of the most athletic players in the country when you look at the testing numbers, and helped his team win a state championship as a junior. And he's highly recruited, and Ohio State's in the middle of this recruitment. I think they have a great shot to land him. And it's one that I think Ohio State's in the top two or three for Will Shipley.
Who were the others?
Oh, man, I'd be kind of speculating there. You know, I think he really likes Notre Dame. You know, I think Clemson's in the middle of it as well. So those would maybe be the three that I would handicap with the best shot. You know, NC State. I think there's family ties there, and they're pushing. But Notre Dame, Ohio State, Clemson are three that I know he likes a lot. I think he's going back to NC State and Duke here in the near future. He's definitely going back to Clemson for their big visit weekend coming up.
He's a special player. Definitely worth checking out his video. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk DB recruiting.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
We are back, and thankfully, at least for me, because I have history covering football there, we are back to the beach. By that, I mean Virginia Beach, the Hampton Roads area of Virginia, produces a ton of talent. The Buckeyes are going back. You wrote a story about a fantastic young prospect named Tony Grimes. Tell us about him.
Yeah, he's the number one corner in the country out of Princess Anne High for the 24/7 Sports Composite, and he talks to Ryan Day often. They're going to come back and visit Ohio State. I would probably peg Clemson as the leader right now. He's visiting Georgia this weekend, going back to Clemson in a couple weeks. Definitely high on Texas A&M, although they just lost their corners coach. North Carolina's in there. LSU, they want to visit soon. They mentioned Washington. So this thing's just getting going. But I would say of the head coaches that they have a relationship with, Ryan Day and Ohio State is one of the ones that they have a really good report with, and they want to get back, and they certainly like what they see from the Buckeyes.
Who would you – I know you don't love to do comparisons, but in terms of like a cornerback, give us a breakdown.
Well, he's sub-11 in the 100-meter dash already as a sophomore, so he can really run. And the guy that 24/7 Sports compares him to early is Kyle Fuller. Out of Baltimore, who played at Virginia Tech and is, you know, now in the league.
Definitely a name we're going to keep an eye on as we go forward here. One we really need to keep an eye on, you have crystal ball Jordan Hancock to Ohio State, another defensive back. We think the Virginia Beach area produces a lot of talent. This is back to the Atlanta area, which is arguably the most productive area for talent in the United States. Talk about Jordan Hancock as a player and then why you crystal balled him to Ohio State.
Well, I think that right now Ohio State's the one to beat. I can talk about that first. He's a young man that he visited Ohio State during the fall. I think he's a top target for the Buckeyes as they battle Alabama and Clemson and Georgia and some others. And I think that right now Ohio State has set the bar in that recruitment, similar to some other ones where I pegged maybe another school in the lead at this point. You know, I like Ohio State right now for Jordan Hancock, but all of those are subject to change as it's early for these juniors and they're going to take some visits and see some places and continue to build reports. But Jordan Hancock, North Gwinnett's one of the best high school programs in Georgia. He had a fine junior season, and his stock is high. His ranking is not where it needs to be, but he's a guy that on college football recruiting boards is near the top of for the corners nationally.
All right, let's finish with this. Clemson, Alabama, and Ohio State, from a recruiting perspective, have separated themselves from the pack. Talking about these elite prospects, it seems the same names are coming up. Do you have any reason to believe those three teams are not going to further pull away from the group as we move forward here?
Well, I think those three got the three best quarterbacks in this class, and that's pretty much where it always begins, unless you hit big in the portal like Ohio State did. Ohio State was obviously already good, but I think Justin Fields takes them to another level. But C.J. Stroud, D.J. Ogunleye, and Bryce Young going to those three schools that you mentioned. I think those are three programs. When you look at the quarterback room, you feel really good about it. And then Ohio State also landed Jack Miller, another top 247 recruit at the position. So I think that, you know, LSU and Georgia and some other schools are recruiting really well also. But I don't think that they answered their quarterback questions in a similar fashion to the way Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State did this cycle.
That's one of the reasons I think you'll see all three of those teams in the playoff next year and the year after that, and probably the year after that. A little positivity to get your morning going, people. Have a good one, Buck Cutters.
Baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.